home and feel so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Around for more music to cruise by here on Cruising WGCM. Don't go away, baby.
So nobody will sell you a car?
The Premier Man can.
Bad credit.
Slow credit.
No credit.
You're approved.
Go to Premier Ford in Wageland.
Premier certified.
Money back guarantee on used cars.
With warranty for life.
Over 1,000 used cars available.
Who can put a dream in your driveway and take that nightmare away?
The Premier Man can.
Be carless no more.
Premier Ford.
Highway 90 Wageland.
Don't just sit there.
View the inventory right now at PremierFordWageland.com.
The Premier Man can.
It's time for the 17th annual Waveland Crawfish Cook-Off to benefit the Hancock Resource Center. Saturday, April 26th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Coleman Avenue in Waveland. Sample crawfish from up to 30 teams and eat as much as you want. Live music by the Ross Grisham Band. Advance tickets are only $30 online at HancockHRC.org. Don't miss the 17th annual Waveland Crawfish Cook-Off to benefit the Hancock Resource Center. Saturday, April 26th on Coleman Avenue in Waveland. We'll see you there.
Do you want your business to shine brighter than the competitor's company? Let Munn Enterprises Incorporated replace your existing light bulbs with LED bulbs. LED bulbs use 85% less energy and last 25% longer than other light bulbs. Your company can save thousands of dollars over the years. Let Munn replace those old bulbs in your company signs, fuel canopies, and parking lot lights. We could also have our technicians do any necessary repairs as well. Munn's certified service department can make you shine brighter than ever. Visit us at MunnSigns.com or call 228-910-744.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 68. Tomorrow, just like today, a 50% chance of showers, a high around 80. Thursday, partly sunny, high about 80 again.
Thanks for cruising along with us. We are Cruising WGCM.
And then along comes Mary.
interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, OWA Parks and Resort, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
It's home sweet home for the Biloxi Shuckers as they're back in the friendly confines, Keesler Federal Park, as they are set to begin a six-game set against the Montgomery Biscuits, the Shuckers, the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, while the Biscuits, AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. The Shuckers entered at a 6-9 on the young season. They started 1-7, but since they've won 5 of 7, while the Biscuits at 9-5, they've won 3 straight and are coming off a home series win against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. My name is Javon Blake. We welcome you inside the pregame show as we get you set for first pitch on an overcast Tuesday night in Game 1 of this series, Shuckers and the Biscuits. And before we get to this series, let's wrap up what was a really wild and wacky Sunday series finale for the Shuckers in Birmingham. An 11-inning affair. The Shuckers squeaked out a 5-3 win in a game that the Barons quite literally ran out of pitching. Wickelman Gonzalez got the start, and then Jake Polish, Harold Rosado, and Tyler Davis went. But then, in the 11th inning, the Barons just straight up ran out of pitching. They had to throw Sean Gusenberg, and with that, he did get an out, but the Shuckers scored 2 in the 11th. And how about this bullpen from the Biloxi Shuckers? They win it 5-3. They do not allow a run after the third, and they don't allow a hit after the 6th inning. The bullpen ended the series allowing just 1 run in 30 and a third innings. That is a 0.30 ERA and the 4th lowest bullpen ERA for a team in a Southern League series since 2005. The 4th lowest. It was quite the big-time week for the Biloxi Shuckers, and they're looking to roll it into this week against a very good Biscuits team who leads the league in average run and runs and also home runs and are second in doubles, third in OBP. The Shuckers have been on a hot streak again. They have won 5 of 7, and over that streak, they've outscored opponents 34-23, and as a team, they're hitting .242. That's second in the league. And they lead the league in OBP at .364 and OPS at .737. So the Shuckers looking to keep things rolling this week as they'll take on the Biscuits in a six-game set. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview, and it is a really, really good pregame interview today with Brian Fitzpatrick out of the Shuckers bullpen. Not only does he talk about how the bullpen throughout their time in minor league baseball has really become a family, but he also talks a bit about his own family. Every single one of his older sisters, all 4 of them, went on to play Division I athletics. And Brian talks a lot about how that taught him how to be a Fitzpatrick coming up. It's a really fascinating interview. Comes your way next right here on the Shuckers Radio Network before first pitch at 6:35. The Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
you believe it's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast? Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shucker's birthday gift, video board recognition, and a scooter appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
We roll on in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers Biscuits is set to get underway for a series opener here at 6:35. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the guys who was a star out of the bullpen last week, full of a lot of stars. It's Brian Fitzpatrick. Fitzy, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
How exciting was it to be around that bullpen last week when you guys went on quite that run, allowed one run in 30 and a third innings last week up in Birmingham?
It was great. Great venue in Birmingham, first road trip in AA, and we have a really, really tight-knit group. All of us have played with each other for a couple years now, and there's a lot of love and a lot of trust with each one of us, and we know that the next guy is going to get it done, and it makes it a lot easier to just go out there and do your job, whatever's asked of you.
How much does that bond grow over the years? And like you said, it's a group that's been together for multiple years out there in the bullpen. And it's not just here in Biloxi, but it's when you guys have come up through the complex, through A-ball, through high A, now up here to double A.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you kind of took the words out of my mouth. We've been together for a long time now. I mean, Chili and I have been, buddies since we took the bus off the plane when we got drafted, and then there's guys like Chase and like Tyler Wasner, and I mean Justin Yeager's been in the org for some time now, Caleb Bowman's been in the org for some time now, and the list goes on and on, and we all know of each other really well, and it just goes back to that trust that we have in each other. Everybody knows that we put the work in, and we have a great staff that believes in us, and it really makes our job a lot easier when you have that trust.
How much is that bond, not just a big thing in the bullpen, but off the field as well? Like a Monday off day yesterday, are you guys all hanging out together, going golf and going to the beach, having some fun?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's our time off. And, you spend so much time with these guys, they become your family. They become your brothers. And like yesterday, I went golfing with Chase and Will, and, we had a great time. And then went back home and just relaxed a little bit and got ready for the day to day. And then it's funny, like, I was talking with Mark in the weight room today doing our activation. He was like, we're around each other so much that, you have that one off day and then you see each other. They're like, hey, man, like, it's great seeing you. Like, it's, like, happy to see you again. Like, feels like I haven't seen you in a while. So, and that's how it's been from when we have, for how long we've been in New York. We just are, we're all of us are pretty good friends, really good friends, I would say. And, we enjoy spending time together, and that's, part of a great team culture that we have here.
How does that make you a better pitcher with having that tight-knit group?
Well, it makes it a lot easier to perform knowing that you have guys pulling for you. I think that everybody else feels that way too. If you're around a bunch of guys who really care about you, which we all care about each other really well. We all are pulling for each other. It makes it easier for us to go out and do our job. And this is supposed to be fun. This is a game, Although it is our job. We all play it because we love it and we love to have fun playing the game. So it makes it a lot easier. I've never been in a situation where, it hasn't been like that. So I can't speak on that side of it, but I can definitely say, like, the group that we have, the guys that are here, we're always smiling. You know, even if we go on a little bit of a skid, we know that the next guy's going to pick each other up. And, you know, it's a great group. It really is.
Talking about the family side of it, not just do you have a lot of athletic family members in your baseball family, but you have a lot of athletic family members in your actual family. Yeah. You have four older sisters. All of them played Division I sports in one sport or another at the Division I level. What was it like growing up around that and around such an athletic family?
Well, I mean, it starts at the top with my mom and my dad. My dad played college hoops, and then my four older sisters, I mean, those are my four heroes, pretty much. You know, they've paved the way. They've shown me and, you know, starting from the top down, we've shown each other kind of how to have success and how to, you know, be a Fitzpatrick. And I think that growing up, it was a competitive house. You know, we were always competing. I was always looking to have a catch with somebody, and, you know, it was mostly my dad, but I know that, you know, my sisters would come on out and shoot hoops, and we'd do athletic things as a family. And, you know, it's I'm incredibly blessed to have them in my corner. And not only are they great competitors and were they great in their respective sports, but they are phenomenal sisters, and they're my best friends for sure.
You talk about what it means to be a Fitzpatrick. What does it mean to be a Fitzpatrick?
You know, it's a multitude of things. It's, you know, to walk in Christ, to serve others, to always treat others with respect, treat others the way that you'd want to be treated, greet people with five fingers and two eyes, as my dad would say, and to be at peace with the work that you put in. So whatever it is, you can go to bed at night knowing that you gave it your best, and not letting the highs get too high, the lows get too low, and really just walking in Christ and trying to, you know, allow him to clear the fog in your life. That's what I would say it means.
That's some fantastic stuff. Appreciate the time, man.
Absolutely.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Biscuits coming up next.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're going to set game one of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers and the Montgomery Biscuits AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. The Biscuits enter today at 9-5. The Shuckers at 6-9. As the Shuckers enter today, having won 5 of their last 7, the Biscuits winners of 3 straight. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the lefty Tate Keener. It's his 4th start of the year. He just fired his final warm-up pitch down in the bullpen. 1-2 with a 3.29 ERA for 3 starts. Today's his 4th. 13 2/3 innings, 10 walks, 4 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting just 196 against him. He's a ground ball heavy pitcher, a 57% ground ball rate entering today. That is the second highest out of any qualified pitcher in the Southern League. For the Biscuits, it's the righty Owen Wild, the former member of the baseball program at Gonzaga University in Washington. He makes his first start of the year in his Double-A debut last year between Single-A Charleston and High-A Bowling Green. He went 7-1 with a 7.28 ERA across 24 games and 22 starts, 121 and a third innings, 31 walks, and 151 strikeouts. We'll see what kind of mix he has. Fastball, slider, changeup missed. First couple games of this series, first couple games of this season due to injury. Activated off the injured list today. Time to take a look at the starting lineups for both sides. They are built by Renova Roofing, and for the Biscuits, it's signed by second-year manager Kevin Bowles and a longtime manager in minor league baseball, but his second year with the Biscuits. Homer Bush Jr. leads it off. Cooper Kenny bats second. Matthew Edsel bats third. Xavier Isaac bats in the cleanup spot. In the 5 spot, it's Braden Taylor. Colton Ledbetter is behind him. In the bottom three of the order, Will Simpson, Ricardo Henovas, and Hunter Stovall. For the Shuckers, it is signed by Shuckers manager Joe Arolt. Garrett Spain's in the leadoff spot. Luis Lora bats second. Cooper Pratt bats third. Lora and Pratt, a couple of real good weekends up in Birmingham. Brock Wilkin bats in the cleanup spot. Harry Miller bats fifth. In the 6th spot, it is Luke Adams. Behind him is the righty Eric Brown Jr. And then it's Xavier Warren and Vladimir Restituyo. We're getting set. Game 1 of a 6-game set. The Shuckers back at home and looking to keep things rolling after winning 5 of their last 7, dating back to 2 Sundays ago when they took down the Columbus Clingstones 9-8 in a wild, wild Sunday afternoon. We'll see what they got in store for today. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. When we return, it's the Shuckers and the Biscuits in a rematch of last year's Southern League Division Series matchup. Comes your way next right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
It's gone! It's a walk-off homer, and it's a 5-3 Shuckers winner. Oh, what a turn! It's a double play! Makes the catch by his ankles, and it's 7 shutout innings for Casey Hunt.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Gale on one swing of the bat, ties us in one. He touches home with a 7 RBI night.
Where you can hear the stars of tomorrow.
We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded.
Today.
Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
As the Shuckers chase their first Southern League title.
And for the first time since 2019, the Shuckers are into the Southern League playoffs.
Let's get you out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
And let's hear it from Mrs.
A terrific rendition of the national anthem here on a Tuesday night as we get set for Shuckers baseball. Shuckers back at home after a real good six-game road trip. They won 4 of 6, their first series win of the season up at Regents Field against the Birmingham Barons. And they're back today for their first of 27 games this season against the Montgomery Biscuits. My name is David Blake. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Tuesday night as the Shuckers will send the lefty Tate Keener to the hill against a Biscuits offense that's been real good to start the season. First in the league in average, first in runs, first in homers, and top three as well in doubles and on-base percentage. The lefty Keener set to face the Biscuits order that begins with Homer Bush Jr. Cooper Kinney bats in the two spot. Matthew Etzel bats third. In the four spot, it's the designated hitter Xavier Isaac. Braden Taylor behind him in the five spot. And it's Colton Ledbetter, Will Simpson, Ricardo Hanovis, and Hunter Stovall. Keener continues to warm up with Pearl Jam blaring in the background. Vocals of Eddie Vedder as we're getting set and ready to go. It's an overcast night, 77 degrees. The wind is starting to pick up a little bit. It's from right to left at 8 miles an hour. Shuckers again won on Sunday, a big time win, a 5-3 winner in 11 innings against the Birmingham Barons. It ended with 8 1/3 shutout innings from the Shuckers bullpen. And now they come back home to face the Montgomery Biscuits, who have won 4 of 6. Check that, 5 of 6. They've won 3 in a row. And they all came against the Rocket City Trash Pandas, including a 5-4 winner in 10 innings on Sunday. Lefty, the righty. Righty, Homer Bush Jr. is set to dig in against the lefty, Tate Keener. Overcast night on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and Tate Keener's ready to go. First pitch, swing and a miss, handcuffs him. The changeup inside, and we are off and running. First pitch time tonight, 6:39 Central Time. Keener's 0-1. Flared first base side towards foul territory. Warren, the first baseman, is over. He sticks up his mitt and quickly one away. Xavier Warren's at first tonight. Eric Brown Jr. is at second. Cooper Pratt is at short. Luke Adams commands third. The outfield from left to right, Vladimir Restituyo, Luis Lara, and Garrett Spain. The pitch fouled off of the plate, and it counts at 0-1. Kenny this year is hitting .362, team-high three homers, .412 OBP, and a .1050 OPS. That .362 average, by the way, leads the league early on. Keener throws away a baseball he doesn't like and gets a new one. Keener stands in 6'1", 195 pounds, a native of Marshalltown, Iowa. The 0-1, swing and a miss, a slider right in the outer half, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away, and the lefty Keener delivers. Tipped foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Keener set his season high with four strikeouts last start at Birmingham. He had entered without a strikeout through his first 8 2/3 innings. I think picked up 4 and 5 shutting against the Barons last week. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. And he gets his first strikeout today. Quickly two away. And it brings up the lefty Matthew Edsel. Strikeouts have been the one thing for the Biscuits this year that's kind of been their Achilles heel. Entered today with the seventh fewest, so second most out of 8 teams in the Southern League. Edsel digs in, left-handed bat, open stance, first pitch. Just misses away for ball one. The 1-0 misses away, and he counts it 2-0. Edsel, a .250 hitter this year with a .313 OBP. Keener's 2-0. Edsel takes up and in. He scrunches up as it almost gets him on the knuckles. And it's 3-0. We're just underway. Two outs. Nobody on top of the first inning as you hear a couple seagulls screech on their way by. One of the beauties of a ballpark about 100 yards from the Gulf. But 3-0. Edsel takes up and in, and it's a two-out, four-pitch walk. And it brings up the lefty, Xavier Isaac. For Edsel, that extends his on-base streak to three consecutive games. And in steps Isaac. Isaac digs in very back of the left-handed box. The pitch from Keener is a sinker, and that's a called strike on the inside corner. Keener, the lefty, out of the stretch, delivers. Edsel's off to second. The pitch misses up. Miller's throwing a hop to Pratt. The tag, not in time, is the call from the first third base umpire, Spencer Kim. Certainly looked close. But instead, it's a stolen base for Edsel. And now a runner in scoring position with a 1-1 count against Isaac. For Edsel, that's his second stolen base of the season. The 1-1. Check swing, and the home plate umpire, Chandler Durham, says he goes around. It was a slider away, and the count's at 1-2. Chandler Durham's behind the plate. Chad Westlake is the first base umpire, and Spencer Kim, who right now is positioned up the middle, is the third base umpire. The 1-2 to Isaac. Misses away. Miller blocks it up. There's a slider off the outside corner. And the count's at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. We're scoreless just underway in the top of the first inning, the opening game of this six-game set. The 2-2. Hammered foul. Third base side and way out of play. The count stays at 2-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Keener delivers, and it misses up. Count goes to 3-2. That was his 16th pitch of the first inning. Keener last time out set a season-high 87 pitches in five innings. And he's done a good job this year at being efficient on the hill. The 3-2. Slider just misses inside, and it's ball four. Back-to-back walks with two away, and that now brings up the lefty Braden Taylor. Etzel's at second, Isaac's at first. Keener, after getting two quick outs, is running into a little bit of trouble. Four-pitch walk to Etzel, and now a six-pitch walk to Isaac. Brings up the lefty Taylor. He's hitting an even 200 this year. The pitch is a called strike right at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1. Taylor spent most of last year in Double-A. A 200 hitter this year, three homers and the team high 11 driven in. So we're scoreless, two away, top of the first. Keener delivers. Taylor hammers it out to right. Spain is back on it. Towards the warning track, he settles under it as the ballpark holds it, and he makes the catch. Taylor gave it a ride, but with the wind blowing in from right out to left, it's going to be a tough night to get one up and out of here. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through a half inning, and we're scoreless. The Shuckers coming to bat against Owen Wild when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Bottom one, back at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Jacob Blake alongside you on an overcast Tuesday night for a series opener between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. And for Owen Wild out in the hill, it's his Double-A debut. Right-handed arm, 22-year-old that stands in at 6'2", 230 pounds from Sacramento, California. And it faces, and he faces the Shuckers order that on Sunday got things going with five runs. And this guy at the top did a lot of it. A game-winning RBI triple in the 11th in Garrett Spain. First pitch, Spain fouls it off third base side, and the count's at no balls and one strike. Wild today is not only making his Double-A debut, but also his season debut. The 0-1, Spain fouls it back. It's a fastball, and it's 0-2. Wild last year, 24 appearances, 22 starts between single-A Charleston and high A Bowling Green in the Rays organization. 151 strikeouts and 121 and a third innings. The pitch misses up and in. And the count's at 1-2. Spain, meanwhile, is also making his Keister Federal Park debut. Got called up last week and transferred from AAA Nashville. 1-2, misses up and in, and it's 2-2. Spann, in his first week with the Shuckers, had quite the good week. Hit .227, two homers, three ribbies, and a .346 OBP. The 2-2. He swings and spoils it. Foul, third base side and out of play. And the count stays 2-2. Spann's a tough out. The Shuckers order's really a tough out. As a team, they've only struck out 126 times, which is the second fewest out of eight teams in the league. The 2-2. Spann dribbles it foul in and out of Ricardo Hanovis's mitt behind the plate. The count stays 2-2. Wild to righty out of the windup first base side. He kicks and delivers. Spann hits a towering fly-out ball on the infield. Everybody charges in. Who's got command of it? It's Braden Taylor. The pitcher's mound, and the third baseman corrals it. And now one away. Time to set the defense for the Biscuits. Braden Taylor is at third. Hunter Stovall is at short. Cooper Kinney's at second. Will Simpson's at first, and we've already met Ricardo Hanovis behind the plate. Outfield from left to right, Colton Ledbetter, Homer Bush Jr., and Matthew Etzel. First pitch to Luis Lara. Misses up and in, and it's 1-0. The 1-0. Lara fouls it back up and out of play, and the count evens at 1-1. Lara had quite the week when the Shuckers were in Birmingham. Enters today with a four-game hit streak, average up to .230. The 1-1. Lara takes off the outside corner. Cutter at 87. Counts at 2-1. The 2-1. Fouled back again, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. We're in the bottom of the first. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. The 2-2. Lara takes strike three at the knees. And Lara's down looking. That was a fastball at 95 from Wild. Brings up the righty Cooper Pratt, .274 hitter this year. First pitch, swing and a miss and a changeup away. And it's no balls and one strike. For scoreless, nobody on, two away in the bottom of the first. The pitch misses away again with a changeup. And the count is at one ball and one strike. Pratt also had quite the week in Birmingham, went 8-for-24 on the week. The pitch. This is low, and it's 2-1. Pratt on Sunday, maybe the most impressive performance of his season to date. Got on base five times, three walks, two doubles, and two hard hit doubles. The 2-1. He swings and drives it out to right. He got under it, though. Etzel, the right fielder's in on it, under it, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. Now the first inning in Double A for the righty Owen Wild is a 1-2-3 inning on just 16 pitches. We go to the second. Biscuits, Shuckers, scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage,
kids, But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
Left-handed hitting Colton Ledbetter leads things off for the Biscuits as we motor on to the second. Overcast skies on a Tuesday night. Chuckers in the Biscuits in a series opener. Pitch from Tate Keener misses up and in, and we're off and running. Keener needed 19 pitches to get through the first inning. It was back-to-back walks with two outs that got some traffic on for the Biscuits. They weren't able to do anything. The 1-0. Lipped it out to deep right center. Laura, like a racehorse, sprints back on it. And he makes the catch deep in the alleyway and retires Ledbetter. Great first step from Laura, who sprinted all the way back, kind of just took off. And now one out, nobody on. And it brings up the righty, Will Simpson. It's a humid night as well, so despite that ball off the bat at 103, it dies not only in the humid sky, but also in the wind. Ready, Will Simpson digs in against the lefty Keener. Now the pitch is a called strike, and the count's at 0 balls and 1 strike. There's the sinker from Keener, right at 95, the left-handed arm. The 0-1 to Simpson. Shot foul, first base side and out of play, and it's 0-2. Will Simpson, the right-handed bat, no relationship whatsoever to current Tampa Bay Ray and former Biscuit. Chandler Simpson, the 0-2, misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Will Simpson grew up in Alexandria, Virginia, went to school at Washington, originally an athletics draft pick. Meanwhile, Chandler Simpson, the guy who stole 100-plus bases last year, including over 20 against the Shuckers, is up the big league level. The 1-2. It just misses inside, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. We're scoreless, nobody on in the top of the second. Lefty Tate Keener comes home to the righty, Will Simpson. Just misses low. Changeup at 83, and the count goes full. Simpson, by the way, hitting 152 on the year with a 231 OBP. Stands at the very back of the right-handed box. Now the 3-2. Hit on a hop to short. Pratt spares it towards his left and then fires to first in plenty of time. And retires Simpson for the second out. With that, we'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi, Keesler Federal Park. The spot, Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. And the first pitch from Tate Keener to the righty Ricardo Hanovis is a called strike one in the inner half. Hanovis, a 200 hitter this year with a 250 OBP. Two outs, nobody on. Now the pitch. Hanovis fouls it straight back off the backstop and bounces right outside of the right-handed batter's box. He picks it up and flips it to the bat boy. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. Well, Keener tonight's been sitting right about 94-95. That last pitch, 95 on the gun. Now the 0-2 to Hanovis is lifted out towards short right center. Spain and Laura coming together. Spain makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Well, quick and easy frame from Keener. He throws just 11 pitches. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. He's retired four in a row, and we're scoreless through an inning and a half. Back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Order to up for the Shuckers against the ready Owen Wild. As we move to the bottom of the second, Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. It's the ready Brock Woking who leads it off. First pitch, he swings and laces it down the left field line. Foul. One hop off the netting. And we're off and running. The count's at 0-1. David Blake alongside you on an overcast Tuesday night in Biloxi. 76 degrees at first pitch. Woking has had a wild start to the year. He's only hitting 149, but he's walked over 30% of the time. The 0-1 misses low. And the count evens 1-1. And with that, the OBP for Wilkin at 412 entering today, which leads the Shuckers. And he's reached base in 13 straight as well. Wild kicks and delivers. And misses up, and it's 2-1. Wild fastball slider changeup guy. First inning, sat about 92-93 with the fastball. For the former Gonzaga Bulldog, the 2-1. It's a called strike at the top of the zone, and it's 2-2. Wild's 2-2. Misses up and in, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Wild delivers. Nubbed foul first base side, and we'll do it again. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage. Call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 3-2. Called strike three in the outer half. Slider at 87. And Wilkins down for the first out. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast at 601-514-0776 with our Broussard's Barbershop text the booth line. Join the broadcast, 601-514-0776, and visit the official barbershop of the Shuckers at 158 GE Orr Street in Biloxi. First pitch is a called strike on the inner half, and we're off and running between Miller and Wild. Miller batting just 0-57 this year. The pitch is a called strike, and it's 0-2. Miller, though, has earned his walks, a 261 OBP. Walked four times in 20 plate appearances last week when the Shuckers were up in Birmingham. Quickly down, no balls and two strikes against Wild. The pitch. Miller lines it towards center. Bush under it, and he makes the catch. It's good one on it from Miller. And now two away for Luke Adams. It brings up Luke Adams. Adams hitting 125 on the year with a 300 OBP. Two out, nobody on. The pitch, he swings and hits a high fly ball to left, but not very deep. Ledbetter, the left fielder, over, under it, and he makes the catch. Well, Wilds had a very effective first two innings in Double A. He needs just 10 pitches to get out of things in the second, and he's gone six up, six down. We end of the third. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
Connor Stovall digs in from the right side against the lefty, Kate Keener. 9-1 and 2 in the order, two up for the Biscuits. In a scoreless game, Shuckers and Biscuits in a series opener. Lefty Tate Keener fires. Stovall takes a called strike on the outer half, a changeup at 83. Stovall, 5 for 15 on the young season, 5 ribbies and 6 walks. The 0-1. He swings and pops it foul, first base side out of play, and it's 0-2. Stovall grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, played his college ball at Mississippi State, and signed with the Rays this past offseason as a minor league free agent. Keener's 0-2. Tries to backdoor slider, but just misses away. And the count goes to 1-2. Stovall spent the first number of years of his minor league career in the Rockies organization, last two in AAA with Albuquerque. The 1-2 misses up and in, and it's 2-2. Last year, some good numbers with Albuquerque. Obviously, the PCL, known for the offensive prowess. He hit .271 with a .692 OPS. The 2-2 misses low and in, and it's 3-2. And he's a guy who's spent a number of years in AAA. Even spent two games this year in AAA with Durham. The Rays, so many position players on the prospect side that you got to figure out where to fit them all. The 3-2. Stovall swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 93. And Keener has his second strikeout of the day. Both of them coming on high fastballs. Now one out, nobody on. And it's back to the top of the order. And the rider. The righty, Homer Bush Jr. Bush is 0 for 1 tonight, popped out to first in the first. Keener takes a deep breath and delivers. Check swing, and the home plate umpire Chandler Durham says he goes around. Bush originally drafted by the Padres out of Grand Canyon University. Now the pitch. Misses inside, and it hits Bush and hits Miller. And Bush reaches. Biscuits don't have a hit today, but two walks and a hit batter have made up their three base runners. Bush is okay. Jogs down to first, and as the lefty Cooper Kenny digs in, it's time for us to remind you, if you or a loved one have been injured, get serious and get Gulf South. When you work with Gulf South Law Firm, they'll walk with you every step of the way. Contact them today. GulfSouthLaw.com or 228-231-3989. Gulf South Law, an official partner of the Biloxi Shuckers. The first pitch to Kinney is a called strike on the outer half. And the count's at 0-1. That was a slider at 84 from Keener. Kenny struck out swinging back in the first. Just like Stovall to begin this inning, it was on an elevated fastball. Keener checks over to first, and Bush is back in plenty of time. Bush this year, 6 stolen bases. That's tied for the 4th most in the Southern League and tied with Colton Ledbetter for the Biscuits team lead. The 0-1 misses up and in. Kenny bends out of the way, and the count evens 1-1. Bush last year between High A, two different teams, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps and the Bowling Green Hot Rods, he combined for 57 stolen bases in 69 attempts. Keener's 1-1. Lifted out to deep left. Restituyo back. Warning track. Wall. Gone. Halfway up the catch net. 345 feet. It's Kenny's 4th homer of the year. And it's 2-0 Biscuits. Kenny touches home off the bat at 97. Got out of here in a hurry, 345 feet. And the Biscuits, who enter today with 14 homers, that leads the league. Now they're the first in the Southern League to 15 homers as a team. Brings up the lefty, Matthew Etzel. 2-0 Biscuits. The pitch. Etzel serves it foul, third base side and out of play. And it's 0-1. It's the first homer allowed by Keener this season. Last year, he allowed just 7. The 0-1. Etzel takes a strike on the inner half. And it counts at 0-2. It was the sweeper at 79. Good job by Keener to bear down quickly as Etzel on the ropes at 0-2. The 0-2. Etzel checks his swing, goes around. Miller blocks it up, slaps the tag on him. And Keener tallies his 3rd strikeout of the day, first on the sweeper. And now 2 outs, nobody on. And the lefty Xavier Isaac digs in. By the way, fans on the First Arch Barbershop text the booth line. We'd like to say a big hello to Kane tuning in Section 100. Also a big hello to Johnny Bolin tuning in from downtown Calhoun City. The pitch to Isaac. He misses away and takes away, and it's 1-0. Johnny wanted to give a big well wishes to the Calhoun City Wildcats and Lady Wildcats in the second round of the baseball and softball playoffs. The 1-0 misses away. The count goes to 2-0. So we certainly wish the Calhoun City Wildcats and Lady Wildcats the best of luck. Calhoun City, a tiny town, just 1,700 up in northern Mississippi. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Change up in the inner half at 85, and it's 2-1. The state baseball playoffs have gotten underway all across the state, including a couple of local teams to the Biloxi area. Everybody's trying to make it to Trustmark Park in the state title series. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. An awkward swing from Isaac, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. The lefty Keener works third base side of the rubber, kicks and delivers. Lifted it out to right. Spain in on it, back on it, and corrals it up by his shoulder. That was a line shot off the bat at 113, but right to Spain. 2 runs, 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Cooper Kenny's 2-run homer right now, the difference. We're through 2.5, and it's 2-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th, through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We enter the last of the third, and the Shuckers trail 2-0 series opener against the Montgomery Biscuits. Javik Blake alongside you. We appreciate you spending your Tuesday night with us. It's the ready Eric Brown Jr. up. First pitch from Owen Wild. Misses away, and it's 1-0. Wild, the righty, so far has had quite a good start to his double-A debut. Six up, six down. The 1-0. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Brown on the year hitting 186, but he's definitely made his money's worth with runners in scoring position. Leads the team with 12 driven in, including an RBI in the Sunday finale in Birmingham. The 1-1. He swings and fouls it off, almost about a quarter swing. Maybe halfway, but enough to get wood on it. Fouls it off and out of play over the netting first base side. Counts it a ball and two strikes, nobody out. The ready Wild delivers. It just misses up and away. Cutter at 87, and it's 2-2. Wild was activated off the injured list today. And now delivers the 2-2. Fouled back, and the count stays at two balls and two strikes. It's not expected to be a very long start for him, obviously his season debut. Ty Johnson, a right-handed arm from Rockwall, Texas, is already up and warming in the bullpen. And something is wrong with Eric Brown Jr. He just turned around and sprinted down the tunnel with Shuckers trainer B.J. Downey. And Shuckers manager Joe Arolt now is out of the dugout and goes up home plate umpire Chandler Durham. I'm not sure if it was something that happened on the swing, but Eric Brown Jr. has exited this game. Ethan Murray is now out of the dugout. Counts at two balls and two strikes, and that is a tough thing to see from Eric Brown Jr. He's been such a star defensively for the Shuckers. Had that big nine-game hit streak that was ended when the Shuckers were in Birmingham, but a couple of really tough luck injuries throughout his career, and he exits mid at bat. So it brings in Ethan Murray. Count at two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Murray takes up and away, and it's 3-2. This is a really tough situation for Ethan Murray to enter in. Two balls and two strikes. He's got it to 3-2. The pitch from Wild. Misses up, and good job by Murray. Came in mid-plate appearance and draws the walk. Murray's at first. Switch hitter Xavier Warren up from the left side. First pitch, fouled back, and it's 0-1. Well, we certainly hope everything's okay with Eric Brown Jr. We'll let you know any updates if we hear it. All we know right now is that he exited home plate and basically sprinted down the tunnel with Shuckers trainer B.J. Downey back to the clubhouse. The 0-1. Warren fouls it back, and it's 0-2. Well, Warren's hitting 244 on the year, 5 driven in, and a 300 OBP. The Shuckers trail 2-0, 1 on, nobody out in the bottom of the third. Ty Johnson continues to warm up down in the bullpen. And now time called. By the way, that walk belongs to Ethan Murray. So he's the one who gets credit for it. Came in a tough situation, a 2-2 count. The 0-2. Warren fouls it back, and we'll do it again. Warren had quite the nice series when the Shuckers were in Birmingham. Went 5-for-20 with a walk. Went 2-for-4, picked up a multi-hit performance on Sunday in that wild 11-inning affair. The 0-2. Warren hits it first base side, foul. Two hops off the netting and right into the Shuckers bullpen. It was a wild game on Sunday. The Shuckers trailed until two outs on a 3-2 count with the bases loaded in the ninth inning. The bases loaded, walk tied it up. The pitch misses up and away. The count's at 1-2. And more than that, the Shuckers trailed 3-0 into the sixth. They scored five unanswered, including one in the ninth and then two in the 11th to win it 5-3 in extras. The 1-2 from Wild. Warren takes up and in. He ducks out of the way and counts at 2-2. Well, after two very quick innings from Wild and a 10-pitch second, all of a sudden, he's beginning to get a little wild. About to throw his 15th pitch of the inning and his 7th of his plate appearance to Xavier Warren. Wild delivers. Warren pops it up down the left field line, foul territory. Taylor, the third baseman, gives it a look, and it's into the seats. The count stays at 2-2. And foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Murray's at first after coming in mid-plate appearance for Eric Brown Jr., who exited with an injury. Wild checks to first, and Murray's back in time. Murray's been quite a speedster this year for the Shuckers. Already three stolen bases in 10 games. The 2-2. Warren takes up and in. It flies by Hinovis' mitt, and Murray goes to second on the Wild pitch. Well, now the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position, and Warren has worked an 8-pitch battle going on 9 pitches. We'll see where the pitch count is for Wild, set by manager Kevin Bowles. It might be 50, which should make sense for a first appearance, and Wild right now dangerously close to that number. About to throw his 43rd of the night, and the 9th pitch of this battle. It comes home. It misses up and in. And what a plate appearance from Xavier Warren. Wins a 9-pitch battle. And now runners on first and second with nobody out for the righty Vladimir Restituyo. And Ty Johnson continues to warm down in the bullpen for the Biscuits. Ricardo Hinovis quickly out to the mound. Chance with the righty Wild. Now he's back behind the plate. Wild, the native of Gig Harbor, Washington, attended college at Gonzaga University in Spokane, Washington. Now faces the righty Restituyo. Shuckers down 2-0. Wild delivers. Bunt shown. A beautiful bunt. Third base side. It rolls towards the line. Hinovis picks it up. Fires to first. Restituyo is barely beat by the throw. He thought he had it. It was a close one. But a terrific sacrifice bunt from Restituyo. Murray to third, Warren to second. And now one away for Garrett Spain. And a single very likely ties this thing up. Murray's at third, Warren's at second. Spain digs in 0-for-1 tonight with a pop out to third. The Shuckers trail 2-0 in the bottom of the third. The pitch from Wild is a called strike on the outer half. Slider at 85. Spain had quite the week when the Shuckers were in Birmingham. Got hits in all five games, including a big-time RBI triple in the 11th on Sunday. The pitch He swings and chops it foul off the netting of the Camerwell first base side, and it's 0-2. Spain went 2-for-7 over that first week with the Shekers with the runner in scoring position. He has two in scoring position now. Luis Lara is on deck. Shekers trail 2-0 in the third with one away. The pitch, he takes up, and it's 1-2. That was the 21st pitch of the inning from Wild, after he needed just 26 to get through the first two. The 1-2. Spain takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-2. Well, that's the second time now in three batters that Wild's gotten to 0-2 in a count and immediately thrown two outside the zone to even it up at 2-2. He fires home. Spain bloops it foul, third base side and out of play, and the count stays at 2-2. Ty Johnson continues to warm in the Biscuits bullpen. Biscuits manager Kevin Bowles is right next to the steps in the third base dugout. Spain digs back in. Plants the white cleat at the very back of the left-handed box, basically on top of that white line. Now the 2-2. He swings and misses. Fastball at 93, right on the inner half. And it brings up the switch hitter, Luis Lara.
Here's center fielder number 10, Luis Lara!
Now, Bull stays in the dugout, so Wild has at least one more hitter. Lara digs in from the left side. Tying runs at second. 2-0 Biscuits with two away on the bottom of the third. Wild, out of the stretch, delivers. Lara stares at the first pitch, and it's a called strike on the outer half at 92. The fastball with a lot of ride from Wild, which plays well up in the zone. Murray's at third. Warren's at second. The 0-1. Lara shoots it out to left center. Ledbetter charges, and he makes the catch and a jog, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. The Shuckers two in scoring position, but Wild works out of it. 2-0 Biscuits after three. The end of the fourth on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs. Hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our prices low.
We enter the fourth, and the Shuckers trail 2-0 against the Montgomery Biscuits. One defensive substitution, Ethan Murray, is in at second. He pinch hit for Eric Brown Jr. The pitch is blooped third base side and foul, and the count's at no balls and a strike to the lefty Braden Taylor. We certainly hope everything is okay with Shuckers middle infielder Eric Brown Jr. He took a swing and then finished the swing, went to grab his back, and quickly basically ran to the Shuckers dugout. The 0-1. misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. Hopefully it's something just minor for Brown, who's had a lot of just brutal injury luck throughout his career. Counts at 1-1 to the lefty Taylor. So Murray is in now at second. The 1-1 is a called strike. Sinker at 91, and the count goes to 1-2. Keener tonight has done a good job. A lot of just two runs on one hit. The one hit was a two-run homer back in the third to Cooper Kenny. The 1-2. Taylor rolls first base side. One hop to Warren. He takes it himself from a knee, and he's there in plenty of time. He retires Taylor for the out. It was one hop right to Warren. Snagged it on a knee, quickly got to his feet, and scrambled over to the bag in plenty of time. Brings up the lefty Colton Ledbetter. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Trash Pandas on no-hitter watch. The Barons have not allowed a hit through six. And they're in the sixth, scoreless in Madison. The pitch to Ledbetter. He's blooped foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Elsewhere, bottom five, Knoxville and Pensacola are knotted at one. Top five, Columbus leads Chattanooga 1-0. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. That's your drive around the league, sponsored by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today, visit OWA.com. The 1-1 to Ledbetter. Shot foul, third base side above the netting, and the count's at 1-2. Pitch fouled back again, and the count stays at 1-2. The lefty Keener out of the stretch, kicks and delivers. Check swing, he goes around, Miller slaps the tag on him, and that's the fourth strikeout of the day for Keener. And now two out, nobody on, and the ready Will Simpson is set to dig in. Tate Keener's done a terrific job at bearing down. After giving up the two-run homer to Kinney, he's now retired four in a row. And outside of the hit-by-pitch in homer, going back to the first, he's retired eight in a row. The pitch to the righty Simpson. Fouled back, and the count goes 0-1. Well, outside of baseball, Tate Keener has got a pretty cool side gig going. He is the co-founder of a golf company called Light the Candle Tees, along with a friend, Nate Vance. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. I do a number of different golf apparel things, whether it's tees, T-shirts, hats. It's a thing that, obviously, as a baseball team, during the season, golf is about the number one things guys do. Brian Fitzpatrick talked about it yesterday, getting out on the golf course with a couple of guys. Keener's helping him get outfitted. Keener's 0-2. Misses away. Gets by Miller. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. It's pretty cool. Light the Candle Tees, TEES.com. It's got some cool stuff. Couple of different tees. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. And you got to differentiate not only golf tees, but also actual T-shirt tees as well. Some very cool stuff and a fun little side project for Keener. Grew up in Marshalltown, Iowa. The 2-2. Simpson loops it foul on first base side and out of play, and the count stays at 2-2. So it's Nate Keener, Tate Keener, Nate Vance, and Nick Voke who do it all together. Started in 2023. Keener joined him in June of 2024. The other two golfers, Keener a pitcher, which basically means amateur golfer on the side. The 2-2 misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. A lot of the Shuckers got out on the golf course yesterday, whether it's Coach Leo Rodriguez, pitching coach Josh Spence, manager Joe Arolt, and a number of members of the pitching staff as well. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Keener delivers. Simpson fouls it back, and the plate appearance continues. On to his seventh pitch in this plate appearance. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Simpson 0 for 1 today with a ground out to short. Keener delivers. Just misses low. Sweeper at 85. And Keener allows his third walk of the day. He brings up the righty Ricardo Hinojosa. 2-0 Biscuits in the top of the fourth. One on, two away. Righty Hinojosa digs in 0 for 1 with a fly out to right back in the second. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. That was a sinker at 93. Keener already passed 65 pitches, about to throw his 67th of the day. The lefty delivers. Fouled straight back to the screen, and the count evens 1-1. Keener sets, checks first, now delivers. Lifted down the right field line, foul. Warren at first gives it a look, but it's into the seats. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 is a called strike three on the inside corner. Fastball at 94, and Keener has five strikeouts through four innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 3.5, and the Biscuits lead it 2-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mizorowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 310 strikeout performances, and plenty of memory. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mizorowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biscuits make a Brewster's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Owen Wild is done after three no-hit innings on 52 pitches in his Double-A debut. And the righty, Ty Johnson from Rockwall, Texas, toes the rubber. It's the righty, Cooper Pratt, first up. And the first pitch is swing and a miss. Fastball at 93, and we're off and running in the bottom of the fourth. The Biscuits lead 2-0. We've seen one combined hit in this thing. The pitching's really taken over. The 0-1. misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The one hit was a two-run homer from Cooper Kinney back in the third that made it 2-0 Biscuits. And nobody else has done anything on either side. It's been a pitching-heavy game early. The 1-1. Pratt takes away, and it's 2-1. For Johnson, this is his third appearance of the season, second in relief. So far, 5 runs on 5 hits in 6 innings with 2 walks and 8 strikeouts. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner at 94, and the count evens 2-2. Last time out for Johnson was against Rocket City last Wednesday. Gave up 1 run on 1 hit in 4 innings with 5 strikeouts. A tall guy, 6'6", 215. Played his college ball at Ball State. Now the 2-2. Pratt swings and misses. Slider away at 86. And now one away for Brock Wilkin.
Here's next man, hitter number 25, Brock Wilkin.
Wilkin's 0-1 tonight. Struck out swinging on a slider back in the second. Digs in from the right side. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Biscuits in the last of the fourth. Johnson delivers. Wilkin takes the slider away, and it's 1-0. Johnson was originally drafted out of Ball State by the Cubs in the 15th round of the 2023 draft, but was traded over at the deadline last year. The 1-0. Misses away, and it's 2-0. Isak Paredes was the man who went from the Rays to the Cubs, and in a package, Ty Johnson came over to the Rays organization. The 2-0. Wilkin takes a strike at the knees. Fastball at 93, and it's 2-1. He split last year at 3 different teams, 2 different levels, single A Charleston. Check that, single A Myrtle Beach, high A South Bend, and high A Bowling Green. The 2-1. Slider is called a strike on the inner half, and it's 2-2. He split time between the rotation and the bullpen at all 3 of the different stops. It was quite a big package. Christopher Morrell, Hunter Biggie, and Ty Johnson to the Rays for Isak Paredes. The 2-2. Wilkin takes away, and it's 3-2. Paredes this offseason was part of the Kyle Tucker trade, and that was with the Astros. The 3-2. Misses up and in, and there's the league-leading 21st walk of the year for Brock Wilkin. He just keeps on drawing walks. It's been a wild beginning to the year for Wilkin.
How about check number 29, Darian Miller?
It brings up the lefty Darian Miller. By the way, you look at Wilkin's season last year, he drew the second most walks on the Shuckers, 63 in 108 games. He's a third of the way there, and it's not even May. The pitch. Miller takes a loud fastball off the inside corner for ball one. So Wilkins at first, one out, one on. 2-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the fourth. A series opener. Was an overcast night. Now the sunset. The lights have taken full effect. Check over to first, and Wilkins back in time. Known speed demon Brock Wilkin. He's got a stolen base this year. That was part of the Shuckers' Sunday series finale against the Columbus Clingstones. The 1-0. Is a called strike at the knees, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers this year have swiped 18 bases, including at least 1-11 of their first 15 games of the year. The 1-1. Miller swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 94, and the count goes to 1-2. But the Shuckers have been very efficient. Look at some of these teams and thrown out 7-8 times. The Shuckers are 18 for 20 in stolen base opportunities. So not only are they taking bases, but they're doing a good job of not getting thrown out. The 1-2. Miller takes inside, almost gets him on the hands, and it counts at 2-2. Well, we'll see if Wilkin goes. Opponents this year against the Biscuits, 31 for 36 in stolen bases. That's tied with the Shuckers for the most stolen bases allowed in the league this year. The 2-2 to Miller. He swings and dribbles it foul off the netting of the Shuckers dugout. The count stays 2-2. Luke Adams is on deck. Miller's knotted up in a 2-2 count right now. Johnson delivers. It misses up, and it's 3-2. Now, if any team in this league knows about walking and taking pitches, it's the Shuckers. They've drawn 3 walks tonight, now lead the league with 76 of them this year. And 26 walks drawn in the last 4 games. Check over to first, and Wilkins back again. Well, now this is an interesting wrinkle to things. Johnson's thrown over twice. So the next time he throws over, he has to get Wilkin, or else Wilkin gets second on a violation. But does Wilkin go here with the full count? The 3-2, Wilkin stays put. Miller fouls it back, and this battle continues. We're on to an 8th pitch. And Ty Johnson's about to throw his 19th pitch of the inning, and he's only facing his 3rd batter. So the Shuckers right now are battling. They've almost seen 80 pitches to the first 4 innings between Wild and Johnson. Here's another 3-2. Miller pops it foul, out of play, and we'll do it again. On to a 9th pitch in this battle. Tied with Xavier Warren's 9-pitch walk in the 3rd for the longest plate appearance tonight by a Shuckers player. They trail 2-0. Miller at the plate's the tying run. Bottom of the 4th inning. Now the 3-2. Miller swings and misses. A slider low at 86, and now 2 away for Luke Adams.
Here's our bench by number 5, Luke Adams.
Brings up the righty Luke Adams, 0-for-1 tonight with a fly out to left. Shuckers trail 2-0 in the bottom of the 4th. Johnson against the righty Adams with Wilkin at first. The pitch misses inside, and it's ball 1. Adams did a good job drawing his walks last series when the Shuckers were in Birmingham. Drew 5 walks in 23 plate appearances. He's also hit once. The 1-0 is a called strike on the outer half, and the count evens 1-1. In the middle innings of this one, Shuckers trail 2-0. The 1-1 misses away, back pick to first, and Wilkins back in plenty of time. They are paying a lot of attention right now to Brock Wilkin. A lot more than we've seen any team pay attention this year against Wilkin. The 2-1, Adams swings and misses. Cutter low at 87, and the count's at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Shuckers have a runner on for the 2nd consecutive inning. The 2-2. Adams dribbles it foul at the plate. And the count stays at 2-2. And Johnson's about to throw his 30th pitch of this inning. Owen Wild, 52 pitches through 3, and Johnson's had a battle in this frame. The 2-2. Misses inside, and Adams is hit. Now runners on first and second with two away. And for the first time for a full plate appearance, it's the righty Ethan Murray. Adams is hit for the second time this season. And that brings out pitching coach Jim Paduke. Check that, it's Jim Paddock, pitching coach of the Biscuits, and he's out to talk to Johnson. It's been kind of an interesting appearance and an interesting inning for Johnson. He's faced four batters, but he's already thrown 26 pitches. He needed nine pitches to get Darian Miller out. For Brock Wilkin, it was a six-pitch plate appearance. Cooper Pratt, five pitches, and Luke Adams, a six-pitch plate appearance. So it's not come easy, and we'll see if the Shuckers can try and cash in with Ethan Murray up. He drew a walk back in the third when he came in with a 2-2 count for Eric Brown Jr., exited the game after he swung, reached around, and then sprinted to the Shuckers' dugout. Johnson delivers to the righty Murray. First pitch misses low, and it's 1-0. Murray this year has had quite a great start to the year. He's hitting .314 with a home run, four driven in, and a .342 OBP. He missed the first weekend of the year, but ever since, he's been a staple of this Shuckers lineup. The 1-0. He swings and hits it on a couple of hops up the middle, backhanded by Kinney at second. Fires to first. It beats Murray by a step, and that ends the inning. Kinney, a nice job to range over from second. Grabbed it right behind the bag, and a quick throw gets Murray. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. The Shuckers have stranded four, and the Biscuits lead it 2-0 after four. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split.
Oh, or maybe a root beer float.
Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We head to the fifth, and Tate Keener's back to work. So far, he's given up just one hit in four innings and two runs. And delivers to the righty Hunter Stovall, who smacks it down the left field line, foul into the bullpen. Everybody scatters. And the count's at no balls and a strike. It didn't get anybody, but Stovall almost tagged a couple different teammates down there in the bullpen. Stovall's 0-for-1 tonight with a swinging strikeout back in the third. The 0-1 from Keener. Tipped into Miller's mitt, and it's 0-2. Keener's into the fifth inning, still sitting 94-95 on that sinker. It's 2-0 Biscuits. We've seen one hit in this thing, a two-run homer from Cooper Kinney. Lefty Keener delivers. Poked out to short center. Lara back on it. Now stands under it, barely moves, and makes the catch with two hands. Stovall's retired, and now one away for the top of the order, and Homer Bush Jr. By the way, on the Text the Booth line, you can always join in. Bruce Sarge Barbershop, Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. We'd like to say a big hello to Dom tuning in tonight, and also a big hello to Kane in Section 100. The pitch to Bush is rolled third base side right between Adams and Pratt in a left for a base hit. Bush extends his hit streak to four straight. And that puts a man on with one away for Cooper Kinney. Kinney had a two-run homer back in the third, and before Bush's hit, that was the only one we had seen tonight. 2-0 Biscuits in the top of the fifth inning. Kinney digs in from the left side. Check over to first. The tag in time, and Bush is retired. First base coach Ronnie Richardson just stands there quietly with a look of shock on his face. But Bush is picked off. And now two away. And that's the second time in three games the Shuckers have picked off a base runner at first. And now the pitch to the lefty Kinney is ruled a ball away, and it's 1-0. Up in the Shuckers bullpen, it's Nick Merkel who begins to get warm. Keener, that throw his 75th pitch of the night. It comes home. Kinney swings and misses. Sweeper away at 79, and it's 1-1. Kinney, a former first-round pick out of the Baylor School in Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the Rays. The 1-1. Slider called a strike, and it's 1-2. He had a real good year last year in high A Bowling Green, finished top 10 in the South Atlantic League, an average slugging OPS and extra base hits. Keener now delivers the 1-2. Rolled left side, backhanded by Pratt. Pirouettes, fires to first in time. What a play from Pratt in the hole. It retires Kinney, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. Bush singles, but that's it. We're halfway through. 2-0 Biscuits over the Shuckers and the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in on almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, Mizorowski, and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers' box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hitter Xavier Warren digs in. Pass to the left side against the ready Ty Johnson. We're into the bottom of the fifth. The Shuckers have been held hitless tonight, and they trail 2-0. The pitch from the righty Johnson misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. It was a changeup at 86. Warren drew a 9-pitch walk back in the third inning. Quite a battle against starter Owen Wilds. The 1-0 to Warren misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Johnson delivers. It's popped foul behind home plate, out of play, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 lifted towards center. Bush charges in. Stovall, the shortstop, out. Bush under it, and he makes the catch. One away. Brings up the right-handed hitting Vladimir Restituyo. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the fifth. Restituyo, a sack bunt back in the third inning. The pitch. He swings and pops it foul up in our direction behind home plate, and it is foul. And it thuds on top of the press box. It counts at no balls and a strike. The Shuckers trail 2-0 in the fifth. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Johnson's 1-1. Sliced foul. First base side and out of play. And the count's at 1-2. Restituyo is at the very back of the right-handed box. Brady Johnson stares in, gets the signs from Hanovis. Now delivers. Restituyo swings and misses. Cutter up and in at 85. And now two away for the lefty Garrett Spain. Brings up the left-handed hitting Garrett Spain, 0 for 2 tonight with a pop-out third and a strikeout. Shuckers trail 2-0. And so far they've been held hitless through 4 2/3. The pitch from Johnson. It misses away for ball one. Shuckers right now set to go through the lineup for a third time. The 1-0. Misses up and away, and it's 2-0. Johnson about to throw his 39th pitch of the day already. It's been a lengthy appearance for him. He's in just his second inning. The pitch misses away, and it's 3-0. Johnson back in the fourth. Each of the first four batters he faced had plate appearances of at least five pitches. The 3-0 misses up and away, and now a four-pitch walk to Spain puts one on with two away for the switch hitter Luis Lara. Lara digs in. Bats from the left side against the righty Johnson. The Shuckers trail 2-0, bottom of the fifth with one on. Johnson checks over to first, and Spain's back in time. Lara's rocking some Jordan-branded black and red batting gloves. He had another pair during batting practice today that was light blue and white. The pitch misses inside, almost gets Lara, and the count's at 1-0. Laura got him as a gift from current Milwaukee Brewer William Contreras, who's known for having all the Jordan gear as a catcher behind the plate. The 1-0. Laura takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Contreras, like Laura, from Venezuela. Contreras from Puerto Caballo. The 2-0. Lara chops it first base side foul, and the count goes to 2-1. Lara from Independencia in Venezuela. There's some real fresh batting gloves. It's a black base with sort of not quite of a snakeskin effect, but something sort of like that. And then a silver outline on a red Jordan logo. The 2-1. Spain's off the second pitch up and away. The throw to second is in time, and Spain's retired. The bottom of the sixth is set to begin with Laura, and the Shuckers go scoreless in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 2-0 Biscuits through five. And we go to the sixth in the Shuckers Radio Network and cruise at WGC.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes. The best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
We go to the sixth and Tate Keener, one of the first Shuckers pitchers to work into the sixth inning this season. Alexander Corneal did it. First pitch is smacked left field side, foul ball. And the count's at no balls and a strike. That was his 79th pitch of the day. The count's at 0-1. The only Shuckers pitcher to go six this year is Alexander Corneal. The pitch is smacked foul back to the screen, and it's 0-2. Corneal did it back on April 9th. That was the Wednesday Kids Day game when the Shuckers had their first home series of the year against the Columbus Clingstones. Keener, the 0-2 pitch, the lefty Etzel misses up, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. And so an open stance. Now the pitch. Jess misses up and away. And the count evens 2-2. Right now, Tate Keener, back-to-back starts. He's looked real good. First two starts, he gave up 5 runs, 6 walks, didn't strike out a batter, and went 8 2/3. The 2-2. Edsel chops it foul first base side, and the count stays at 2-2. Tate Keener, now the last two starts, he's given up just 2 runs off of 5 hits in his last 10 innings. The 2-2, Etzel takes strike 3 in the outside corner. A slider at 79, and it's a half dozen punch outs for Tate Keener. And also in the last two starts, Keener has 10 strikeouts in 10 and a third innings. Brings up the lefty Xavier Isaac. 2-0 Biscuits, 1 out, no one on in the top of the sixth. Keener kicks and delivers. Isaac takes inside, and it's ball 1. Nick Merkel continues to warm up in the Shuckers bullpen. Right-handed arm and a native of Spokane, Washington. He'll try to continue what was a real nice week for the bullpen in Birmingham. The pitch is a slider and a called strike. The bullpen last week in Birmingham, it's just banana land numbers. They gave up 1 run in 30 and a third innings. It's a .3 ERA. The 1-1, Isaac, in on the hands, takes strike 2. Changeup at 81. And the .3 ERA, the fourth lowest by a bullpen in a series in the Southern League since 2005. That's pretty okay. The 1-2 misses away, and the count evens 2-2. So we'll see if the Shuckers can continue to get things rolling on the bullpen side in this series. And it was everyone. There wasn't one guy who carried the load for the bullpen. It was everybody up and down. It was real good. The 2-2 to Isaac. He swings and shoots it first base side. Foul ball. One hop off the netting. And two hops into the Shuckers' pen. Count stays at 2-2. We'll see. This is the final batter for Keener. He's about to throw his 89th pitch. No Shuckers pitcher has thrown 90 this season. And now Isaac goes back to the dugout. He needs a new bat. Three different pitchers have thrown exactly 87 pitches. Casey Hunt was the last to do it in Birmingham. The Tate Keener about to throw his 90th of the day. He's set to become the first Shucker to throw at least 90 pitches in a start. And he's gotten them length, pitched into the sixth inning. Six strikeouts, just two runs allowed. He hasn't gotten any support, but he's certainly kept this Biscuits offense that averaged five runs a game in its place for the Shuckers to come back in the late innings. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Now the pitch. Isaac hammers it foul. Out of play in the third base. And the count remains at 2-2. Keener comes set. Now the 2-2. Tipped in and out of Miller's mitt. And the plate appearance continues. Miller almost got it. And we're on to a seventh pitch in this battle. Keener's about to throw his 92nd pitch of the day. Check that, the eighth pitch of this plate appearance. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch just misses low, a sweeper at 78. And the count goes full. Well, the Shacker fans right behind home plate wanted it. But Keener will have to try again. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Arolt's out of the dugout to relieve Keener after seven strikeouts in 5 2/3. Last pitch, a slider away at 87, and that ends his night. Seven strikeouts for Keener. He gives up just two runs, throws 93 pitches, and Nick Merkel comes in for the pen. Back after this from the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shucker season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers make a Broussard's Barbershop call to the bullpen. Go where the pros go. Get your next cut, 228-697-3180. Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Shuckers Radio Network. It's the righty Nick Merkel who enters for the lefty Tate Keener. A real nice night for him. Seven strikeouts, two runs, two hits, and 5 2/3. Merkel, the first one out of the pen tonight. It's his sixth appearance of the year. First pitch to the lefty, Braden Taylor. It is a called strike on the inside corner at 93. Merkel has allowed two runs in 9 2/3 innings. That's a 1.86 ERA, 7 walks, 8 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 216 against him. Merkel, the 0-1, bunt shown, taken back. It's a knuckle curve off the inside corner at 84. The count evens 1-1. Merkel, a tall righty, 6'7". The 1-1. Swing and a miss. A knuckle curve on the inside corner. It counts at 1-2. Native of Spokane, Washington. Him and Brian Fitzpatrick tied for the tallest guy on this pitching staff at 6'7". Merkel, 26 years old. Comes set first base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Misses inside. It skips around. Almost gets Taylor. Counts even at 2-2. Taylor, by the way, 0-2 tonight. Flew out to right in the first and grounded out to first in the fourth. 2-0 Biscuits. Two outs, nobody on in the top of the sixth. Merkel delivers. Jack swing and misses just inside a 92. It counts at 2-2. Merkel, fastball, knuckle curve, and a slider. Is what the righty works with. The 3-2 misses up and away, and Merkel loses him. It's the fourth walk drawn by the Biscuits tonight. It extends Taylor's on-base streak to 5 in a row, and we'll take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Keyser Federal Park in downtown Biloxi. 2-0 Biscuits over the Shuckers in the sixth. Randy Merkel delivers. It's an knuckle curve that's a called strike at the top of the zone against the lefty Colton Ledbetter. Javik Blake alongside you. We appreciate you tuning in wherever you're tuning in from on a Tuesday night. Nick Merkel's trying to work around a runner on with two away in the sixth. The righty Merkel delivers. Ledbetter takes a strike on the outer half. It's a slider at 86. And the count's at 0-2. The 0-2, runner off to second, swing and a miss, and that ends the inning. Ledbetter swings over a knuckle curve. Merkel gets out of the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 5.5. The Shuckers looking for some hits, looking for some runs. They trail 2-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WGC.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
It's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast. Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shucker's birthday gift, video board recognition, and a schooner appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Thank you.
middle of the order for the Checkers, due up in the bottom of the sixth. They trail 2-0. The opening game of a six-game set against the Montgomery Biscuits. Ready, Ty Johnson's back to work. And he delivers to Luis Lara. First pitch misses up and away for ball one. The infield shifts over to first. The shortstop, Hunter Stovall, is about three steps to the third base side of second. Braden Taylor at third, about 40 feet off the line. The pitch misses inside, and it's 2-0. Lara's 0-for-2 tonight. Struck out looking in the first. That's left in the third. The 2-0. He swings and drives one towards deep center, but Bush is under it. Wynn takes it in. He's under it. And he makes the catch. One out, nobody on, and here comes the righty, Cooper Pratt.
Here's shortstop number 9, Cooper Pratt.
Two nothing Biscuits over the Checkers. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the sixth. Righty Pratt now digs in, 0-for-2 tonight. The pitch, he takes low, and it's 1-0. Pratt entered today on quite the hot streak. 5 for his last 13, 2 doubles and 3 walks. The 1-0 is a called strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. Pratt was an instrumental force in the late innings of the Checkers' comeback win on Sunday in Birmingham. Back-to-back doubles into the alleyway. Rockets the pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, and it almost gets him up and in at 92. And the count goes to 2-1. Pratt last time up struck out swinging on a slider away against Johnson. Now the 2-1. He stares at a fastball, and it's a called strike on the outer half at 91. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pratt digs back in, taps home plate once. Now the pitch misses away, and it's 3-2. Pratt calls time and steps out of the box. Despite being just 20 years old, Pratt's been quite the catalyst of this lineup. Entered today as the leader in average and OPS. He's back and ready to go. Here's the 3-2. He swings and drives it towards short center. Bush is in on it. It drops quick. He dives, and he traps it. Pratt around first. About halfway to second, turns around and goes back to first. It's a hard throw in from Bush, and a no-hitter, no more. A bloop single from Pratt. It extends his hit streak to 4 straight, his on-base streak to 9 straight, and in steps the righty, Brock Wilkin. Well, the Checkers trail 2-0, but Wilkin certainly has the power to tie this thing up. He's 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout and a walk. Pratt's off of first. The pitch is a called strike on the inner half. Slider at 85, and it's 0-1. The wind is blowing almost straight in from right. A bit out to left. Pratt's off of first. Now the 0-1. Wilkin swings and misses, a big rip on a fastball in the top part of the zone at 92, and it's 0-2. One out, one on. Pratt's hit, kind of right between everybody. Bush, a good dive, but trapped it, and Pratt a smart decision to go back to first. He would have been dead to rights at second. The 0-2 misses up and in. Slider at 87, and it's 1-2. The 1-2. Hot foul ball, first base side and out of play. And we'll do it again.
That foul ball brought to you by Glassack. Call Glassack 528-641-9167.
1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. Righty Johnson comes set. Now delivers. Wilkin takes away, and it's 2-2. Wilkins rocking the bright yellow batting gloves that almost look like leather workman's gloves. Gloves that you'd wear out gardening and trimming the roses. Big, thick things. The 2-2. This is up and in, and it's 3-2. He pirouettes out of the box. And the count is now full. Ty Johnson has now thrown 59 pitches. Just 28 have been strikes. He's been everywhere. And the Shuckers have really bled the pitch count. They've seen over 110 pitches through not even six innings. The 3-2. Up and in, it's ball four. Wilkin reaches. It's his second walk of the night. Pratt to second. And for the third time in the last four innings, the Shuckers have two base runners aboard. And up comes the lefty, Darian Miller. But first, a visit from pitching coach Jim Paddock. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game's gone final earlier today. The Carolina Mudcats lost just their third game of the season. They dropped a wild one. 12-11 against the Columbia Fireflies. Eight runs in the eighth for Carolina to tie it up, but two in the tenth for Columbia wins it. Elsewhere, everything else still in action. The Nashville Sounds up 2-0 on the Rays AAA affiliate, the Durham Bulls, in the top of the eighth inning. Jacob Mizorowski just one hit allowed over six innings with eight strikeouts. In Cedar Rapids, they're through seven. Tim Rattlers, two. Colonels, one. And the Brewers about to get underway in San Francisco. Jose Quintana, the start for Milwaukee. Jordan Hicks, the start for the Giants. Paddock's back to the third base dugout, and the first pitch to the lefty Miller is a called strike on the outer half, and the count's at 0-1. Miller 0-2 tonight, struck out swinging back in the fourth. Tying runs at first, go-ahead run at the plate. The 0-1 lifted towards deep center. Bush under it, Pratt ready to tag. Bush makes the catch. Pratt takes a tag to third, and the throw is cut off by Stovall right between second and third. Miller got good wood on it, but just got under it. Off the bat at 101. But a 46-degree launch angle, so a lot more up than straight, and it turns into an easy fly ball for Bush. Luke Adams digs in. 0-1 tonight. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilkins at first, Pratt's at second. Shuckers down 2-0 in the sixth. The pitch. Adams takes the slider on the outside corner, and it's called strike one. The 0-1. Misses away, and it's 1-1. Two outs, two on. Adams at the plate. The go-ahead run. As Johnson's passed 65 pitches. Here in just 2 2/3. He comes home. Adams pops it foul in our direction. Up and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out. Johnson stares in. Now comes set the belt. He delivers to Adams, who swings and misses, and that ends the inning. Cutter on the outside corner at 86. And the Shuckers strand two. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. The Shuckers have stranded six, and they trail 2-0 through six. We go to the seventh. Shuckers. Throw by a pair on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get.
The perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Chapel Rome glaring in the ballpark when we move to the seventh inning. The righty Nate Merkel against the righty Will Simpson. 0-for-1 tonight with a walk. And the Shuckers trail 2-0. The pitch for Merkel is a fastball and a called strike one. Merkel faced just two batters in the sixth. The relief team Keener after he left 5 2/3 innings, 7 strikeouts and 93 pitches. Merkel, the 0-1. Just misses away, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. That was a slider at 87. Merkel's got quite the wild professional baseball career. He spent some time in the independent leagues with the independent Missoula Paddleheads. The 1-1. Simpson dribbles it. Left side of the infield. Adams charges, gloves, fires on the run to first. Big stretch from Warren, and it's just in time. Simpson's retired. One away, and it brings up the righty Ricardo Henoves. But for Nick Merkel, who is now entering his third year, check that, second year with the Biloxi Shuckers. Last year he made his Double-A debut, but his third year in the Brewers organization. There's one out, nobody on, 2-0 Biscuits in the seventh. First pitch, Henoves pops it up, first base side. Miller ditches the mask, he's under it, and he makes the catch right in front of the Shuckers dugout, and there's two away. But for Merkel, he has gone from maybe the most offensive-heavy league in all of baseball to one of the most pitching-heavy leagues in all of baseball. Hunter Stovall digs in, right-handed bat against the righty Merkel. But when Merkel played in the Pioneer League, the average OPS was 850. The league ERA was 654. The pitch to Stovall. Popped up, first base side and foul, and the count's at 0-1. There are regularly games in the Pioneer League that end 24-18, 18-12. You remember the Arena Football League and how they made football scores a mockery of like 77-73 in regulation? That's the Pioneer League for baseball. The 0-1 is chopped back to the mound off Merkel's glove. Murray charges, gloves, fires to first. A nice recovery, and that ends the inning. Nick Merkel, a quick inning. Maybe time to get a word in.
All right, fans, get up on your feet.
It's time to stretch in Biloxi. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 2-0 Biscuits. They're 6.5 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Against the new righty, Jack Hartman. It's Broussard's Barbershop. Call to the bullpen. Schedule your next cut, 228-697-3180. The pitch to Murray is fouled back, and the count's at no balls and a strike. Hartman is in after the righty Ty Johnson exits. It was kind of a weird appearance. 66 pitches through three scoreless innings, four strikeouts, three walks, and just one hit allowed. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. So in comes the righty Hartman, who makes his third appearance of the year. He's allowed just one hit in 3 2/3 innings, no runs, one walk, and four strikeouts. The 1-1. Murray pops it up, first base side foul territory. Simpson, the first baseman, is over, and it's into the third row, in and out of a fan's hands. And the count's at 1-2. Hartman, 26 years old, from Peachtree City, Georgia. He's a former college teammate of Caleb Bowman back at App State. The 1-2. Murray rolls it to short. Stovall gobbles it up on the back of the infield, gathers, pump fakes, fires to first. It's in time. And now one away for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren digs in very back of the left-handed box. One out, no one on. The pitch, swing and a miss on a curveball, and the count's at no balls and a strike. The 0-1 is a curveball, and it's a called strike two. The 0-2 to Warren. He swings and misses. Pops in and out of Hanovis's mitt. He picks it up, third base side, fires to first. And Warren strikes out. Cutter lowered away at 88. That brings up the righty, Vladimir Restituyo. Restituyo's 0-for-1 tonight with a sack bunt and a strikeout back in the fifth. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead in the seventh. We've seen two combined runs and three combined hits. The pitch, Restituyo smashes one. Right field side, foul. Edsel charges, but it's into the seats. Counts it 0-1. Reminder, fans, the Shuckers are back in action tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Former Mississippi State Bulldog Casey Hunt gets the start against Brody Hopkins. And it's also the first Bark in the Park of the year. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $16. Make sure to go to BiloxiShuckers.com. Get your tickets today. The 0-1. Restituyo smashes it to right center. Bush on the run. It hangs up just enough, and he snags it. And he retires the side in order in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We move to the eighth. 2-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage,
kids.
But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We move to the eighth inning and Nick Merkel is back to work. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. The righty Merkel faces the top of the order and the righty Homer Bush Jr. Merkel delivers his first pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Fastball up and in at 93, and it's 0-1. Bush is 1-for-2 tonight with a single, and he's been hit by a pitch. The Biscuits have just two hits tonight. One of them was a two-run homer. The 0-1. Bush checks his swing. It doesn't matter. It's a called strike two. Middle at 93, and the count's at 0-2. The 0-2 misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2. Pops foul, first base side and out of play, and the count stays at 1-2. Merkel delivers. Chops foul into the Biscuits dugout, third base side, and the count stays at 1-2. The pitch misses up and in. It buzzes by Bush's helmet, and the count's at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. We're in the eighth. 2-0 Biscuits. The pitch. Bush pops it foul. First base side and out of play. The count's 2-2. Bush digs back in. Rocking the New Balance cleats at the very back of the right-handed box. Now the 2-2. Hit on a hop to short. Pratt snares it to his left, fires in one motion to first. It's in time, and Bush is retired. Merkel's now retired 5 in a row. Gives us a chance for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top 9, Birmingham all over Rocket City. It's 7-0. Meanwhile, bottom 9, Knoxville leads Pensacola 2-1. And top 9, Columbus leads Chattanooga 5-1. The pitch to the lefty, Kenny. Swing and a miss. Has him fooled on a fastball away at 92. Kenny was way ahead of it. The count's at 0-1. As always, the scoreboard updates brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. OWA.com, your place. Plan your visit. The 0-1. Rolled weakly to short. Pratt has it. Takes a step. Fires to first. A bit wide, but Warren snares it. And now quickly two away. Well, Merkel continues to do his thing. He's retired six in a row. Brings up the lefty Matthew Etzel, the former Southern Miss Golden Eagle, acquired from the Orioles at the trade deadline last year. 2-0 Biscuits in the eighth. The pitch for Merkel. Tipped in a Miller's mitt, and the count's at no balls and one strike. Etzel's 0 for 2 tonight with two strikeouts and a walk. Merkel delivers. This is up and in. Etzel scrunches up, holds his hands tight. Count evens 1-1. That was a fastball at 92. One ball, one strike, two away. 2-0 Biscuits in the eighth. Now the pitch. Etzel slices it foul back to the screen. And it counts at 1-2. The 1-2. Etzel takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. Stands out for a moment. Now digs back in, and Merkel stares in. The pinstripe pants and the black mitt close to his belt. Now the 2-2. Tipped in and out of Miller's mitt, and we'll do it again. That was the 30th pitch of the day for Merkel. Two balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch misses inside, and it's 3-2. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Knuckle curve low at 82. And Merkel's retired seven in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 7.5. Biscuits 2, Sheckers nothing on the Sheckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. It's how I get my grill on.
Sheckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Sheckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Book your group outing to a Sheckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jack Hartman is into his second inning, and the Sheckers going to get things going. They trail 2-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. And it's back to the top of the order. The lefty Garrett Spain digs in. looking to kickstart things on a Tuesday night. First pitch misses inside and almost gets him on the kneecaps. Flies back to the screen. Chase Costello has started to warm up in the Shuckers bullpen. Costello, part of the six different bullpen arms the Shuckers used on Sunday in that 11-inning wild one against the Barons. The 1-0. Spain smacks it down the left field line. Ledbetter after it, under it, and he makes the catch. We have seen really no offense at all tonight. The pitching, while it has been a lot of pitches on either side to get through things, the pitching has dominated. We've seen just two runs on three hits. Shuckers have drawn five walks. Meanwhile, the Biscuits have drawn three. Luis Lara up. First pitch misses up and away to the switch hitter who bats from the left side. And it's 1-0. Lara's 0-for-3 tonight with a strikeout and two flyouts after he finished last weekend with a four-game hit streak and an 8-for-16 mark over that span. 1-0. Here will foul back to the screen. The count evens 1-1. Each of the four games of his current four-game hit streak have been multi-hit efforts. Second longest streak of his career. The 1-1. Lara takes away. Cutter at 89, and the count goes to 2-1. Lara's the very back of the left-handed box. Hartman delivers. Misses up and away, and it's 3-1. Middle of the order's due up. Cooper Pratt's on deck. Brock Wilkins in the hole. Lara's a guy with a lot of speed. If he gets on, Shuckers can try and get something moving, maybe at least get one run home in this eighth inning. Trim the deficit heading to the ninth, where it's likely going to be Costello who comes in. He's still warming up in the bullpen with Victor Torres. Hartman delivers. Lara takes low, and it's ball four. With one away, Lara draws the walk, and it brings up the righty Pratt. Two nothing Biscuits in the bottom of the eighth. And with one out, guy who's been a star for the Shuckers in the early part of this season, Cooper Pratt, stands in from the right side against the righty Jack Hartman. Hartman delivers. Pratt takes all the way, and it's a fastball outer third and 96 for strike one. Check over to first. Lara shoots back to the bag, and he's back in plenty of time. The 0-1. Pratt takes up, and it's 1-1. He's 1-for-3 tonight. He's the only reason why the Biscuits right now aren't rocking a no-hitter watch into the eighth inning. It was a bloop single into short center back in the sixth inning. Homer Bush Jr. in center gave it quite the effort, dove, but trapped it instead of catching it. The 1-1. Pratt smacks it left side of the infield. Taylor snags it. Third goes to second for one. Kinney to first in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And if the Shuckers want to win the opener, they'll have to do it in walk-off fashion. Chase Costello in for the ninth when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air.
Fleur. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
Shuckers make a Bruce Sarge Barbershop call to the bullpen. Nick Merkel done after two and a third shutout innings with two strikeouts. The righty Tyler Bryant delivers his first pitch. A blazing fastball in the inner half at 96. And a called strike one against the lefty, Xavier Isaac. The Shuckers trail 2-0 into the ninth. The pitch is a called strike on the inner half again at 95+, and the count's at 0-2. Bryant makes his fifth appearance of the season. So far, 6 runs, 6 hits, and 5 1/3 innings. The 0-2 misses inside, and the count goes to 1-2. But to give you a sense of how much early season numbers can get inflated in the bullpen by one rough appearance, Bryant allowed 5 runs in his Double-A debut. The 1-2. Check swing. Got him on a slider down low. A real filthy pitch from Bryant. And now one away for the lefty, Braden Taylor. But because of that, the ERA is at 10-1-3 for Bryant. However, in his last 3 appearances, he's allowed just a single run. He's done it in 4 1/3 innings. Pitch to the lefty, Taylor. Misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Up in the bullpen for the Biscuits is the righty Austin Vernon. They save situation in the ninth. The 1-0. Taylor pops it up to the right of the mound. Murray calls off Bryant, who thought he had a beat on him for a moment. And as soon as he heard Murray, he bolted out of the way. Taylor is down for the second out. And it brings up the lefty, Colton Ledbetter. Tyler Bryant, 6'4", 230-pound righty, 26 years old. It's been a quick start to the night, has needed just 6 pitches. And he faces the lefty, Colton Ledbetter. First pitch, Ledbetter swings and misses. Blows it by him at 97. And the count's a no balls and a strike. The 0-1. Misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Two out, nobody on. The 1-1. Tries to backdoor slider, it misses low and away. The count goes to 2-1. Ledbetter is 0-for-3 tonight. 2 strikeouts and a flyout to center. The 2-0. Smacked foul, third base side and out of play. And the count runs to 2-1. It was a fastball at 97. The 2-2. Tipped foul back to the screen. Count stays 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Oh, no! Oh, no. Mason Duncan, the Shuckers bat boy, and helps out a lot around the clubhouse, just went to get a foul ball and just ate it. Ethan Murray and the home plate umpire, Chandler Durham, Darian Miller, both signaled safe, and he's back to the dugout. The 2-2. Swing and tipped into Miller's glove for strike three. Whipped on it. Miller dropped it for a moment. Big shot, slap, tag on him, and then ends the inning. What an inning from Tyler Bryant. Needs just 12 pitches to retire the sign in order. And we head to the bottom of the ninth. Shuckers down 2-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today. With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there.
Bottom nine, and the Shuckers trail 2-0. Jack Hartman is done after two innings. No hits, no runs, one walk, one strikeout. He throws just 19 pitches, and in comes the righty Austin Vernon for the save opportunity. Vernon has not recorded a save yet this season. In fact, of the five different Biscuits who have appeared in a save opportunity this year, Vernon is not one of them. He's a right-handed arm and faces the righty Brock Wilkin. First pitch is a called strike on the outer half. A slider at 87. Vernon, 6'8", 265 pounds, a native of Raleigh, North Carolina. The 0-1 misses away, and it's 2-0. Vernon, it's his fifth appearance. 7 1/3 innings on the hill. He's given up just one earned run, four walks, 13 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 241 against him. The pitch. Wilkin pops it up behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Counts it a ball and two strikes. Shuckers down 2-0 in the last of the ninth, trying to get something kick-started. The pitch. Wilkin rolls it weakly to short. Stovall charges, gloves, fires to first. It's in time, and there's one away. One out, nobody on, and here comes the lefty, Darian Miller. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead in the ninth. Shuckers have been limited to just one hit. Biscuits only two. First pitch to Miller. He takes up and away, and it's ball one. Miller is 0-3 tonight. A strikeout and two flyouts to center. The 1-0. This is up and in. Miller goes a quarter of the way. The count goes to 2-0. Luke Adams is on deck. Ethan Murray's in the hole. The 2-0. Check swing, and Miller accidentally makes contact and fouls it off third base side. It's now 2-1. Miller taps home plate twice. The 2-1. Misses inside. A slider at 88, and the count's at 3-1. The Shuckers have already drawn 6 walks tonight. The 3-1. Miller takes strike 2 in the outer half at 93, and the count goes full. Entering today, they had drawn at least 7 in each of their last 3, including 9 in the series finale Sunday in Birmingham. But a walk here, or a hit, would get a runner on and bring up the tying run in the ninth. Vernon's 3-2. Miller chops it foul first base side. First base coach Matt Lipka after it. But it's by him off the railing towards the Shuckers' pen. Vernon's 3-2. Misses up and away, and there's the 7th walk drawn by the Shuckers tonight. And now it brings up the ready Luke Adams as the time run. Well, let's see what the Shuckers can do here. Down 2-0 in the ninth. They have a runner on. They've had 9 batters reach. 7 walks, a hit batter, and a bloop single from Cooper Pratt in the 6th. They've stranded 6. Righty Vernon comes set. Now the pitch. Adams swings and misses. Slider low at 88, and the count's at no balls and a strike. Adams today is 0-for-2, was hit by a pitch back in the 4th, struck out on a cutter back in the 6th. The 0-1. Adams takes up, and it's 1-1. Vernon right now, a little bit of a command struggle at the moment. He's thrown 13 pitches, just 7 strikes. He has to go up against the very patient Luke Adams. The 1-1. He takes the low, and it's 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike, 1 away. Vernon delivers. Adams fouls it back up and out of play right behind home plate. And it counts at 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Adams the tying run in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. He swings and pops it up. First base side, Kenny the second baseman under it. 1 step onto the infield grass. He makes the catch. And now 2 away. The righty Ethan Murray is the Shuckers' final hope. They trail 2-0 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Miller's on first. Murray's the tying run. The pitch from Vernon. Swing and a miss. Slider 86, and it's 0-1. Murray's 0-for-2 tonight. 2 ground outs and a walk back in the 3rd. He entered halfway through that plate appearance in the 3rd inning when Eric Brown Jr. left with an injury. The pitch. Rolled first base side right to Simpson on a knee. Back to his feet. 2 steps for the bag. And that finishes this one off. Just 2 combined runs and 3 combined hits. The Biscuits score 2 on a 2-run homer from Cooper Kinney, and that's the difference. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base in the ninth, and the Shuckers fall by a 2-0 final. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Biscuits, no runs, a hit, and no errors for the Shuckers. The winner is Ty Johnson. The loser, a tough luck loser, is Tate Keener, while the save goes to Austin Vernon, his first of the year. We'll take a break, come back with the totals and more right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. Final score, Biscuits 2, Shuckers nothing.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans! Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park and welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Shuckers fall by a 2-0 final. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Biscuits. Well, the Shuckers are limited to no runs on just a single hit and no errors. Ty Johnson gets the win. Shuckers made him work for it. He needed 66 pitches to throw 3 shutout innings in relief of starter Owen Wilde, who's making his Double-A debut. Tate Keener the loss, and what a tough luck loss. He gave up a 2-run homer to Cooper Kinney in the third. He finished his night a Shuckers pitching staff season high 93 pitches. He strikes out 7, gives up just 2 hits and 3 walks, 2 runs in 5 2/3 innings. He lowers his ERA to 3.26 on the year, but he's tagged with a real tough luck loss. The Shuckers bullpen continues their dominant run of form. They go 3 1/3 scoreless. They've now allowed 1 run over the last 33 1/3 innings dating back to last Tuesday. Austin Vernon picks up the save. He goes an inning, no runs, no hits, 1 walk, and no strikeouts. The Shuckers do walk 7 times tonight. That continues their trend. They've now walked at least 7 times in each of the last 4 ball games. Again, your final score, Biscuits 2, Shuckers nothing. Not a lot of scoring in this one, and a quick one as well. A game that takes just 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of 1,633 on a Tuesday night. The Biscuits have won 4 in a row. They're at 10-5, while the Shuckers fall to 6-10 to begin the season. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to ramp everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. All comes your way next right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show and the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Shuckers following a tough one tonight, 2-0 against the Montgomery Biscuits, and the Shuckers now at 6-10 to begin the season. The Biscuits, they've won 10 of their first 15 and won 4 in a row. They are at 10-5. Two runs, two hits, no errors for the Biscuits. No runs, one hit, no errors for the Shuckers, who definitely pitched well enough to earn a win. Bullpen, 3 1/3, scoreless, 4 strikeouts, just one walk and no hits allowed. While Shuckers starter Tate Keener, a real tough luck loss, falls to 1-3. Struck out 7, gave up 3 walks, 2 hits, 1 2-run homer, and that proved to be the difference over 5 2/3 inning. He has now really looked good over his last couple of starts. In his last 3 starts, he's gone at least 5 innings, and he's pitched into the 6th and 2 of the 3. He's now gone 16 innings over those 3 starts, allowed just 4 runs, and he struck out 11 tonight. He sets a Shuckers pitching staff season high with 93 pitches. Meanwhile, Ty Johnson, the win. Austin Vernon gets the save as Owen Wild, Ty Johnson, Jack Hartman, and Austin Vernon combined for the shutout win. First 6 innings were a bit of a struggle for the Biscuits, pitching-wise, in terms of pitch count. They threw 118 pitches in the first 6 innings, only needed 37 across the final 3 to get things done as they retire the final. They don't allow a hit after the 6th inning. They allowed just 1 hit total, but they work around 7 walks allowed tonight, including a hit batter in this one. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything else in the league has gone final. The Birmingham Barons improved to 8-7 on the season. The Rocket City Trash Pandas fall to 4-11. A 7-1 win for the Barons, and the Trash Pandas are held to just 1 run on 4 hits. Runs, not a big thing as well in Pensacola today. 2-1 final, Knoxville at 9-6 defeats the Blue Wahoos 2-1, and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos now at 11-5. Meanwhile, in Chattanooga, a 5-1 win for the Clingstones. They're at 7-8. The Lookouts now at 6-9. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization as well. One game is still in action on the minor league side, bottom of the 10th inning, and the Sounds are looking to get their 13th win of the year over the Durham Bulls. It's a 4-2 Bulls lead in the bottom of the 10th, but 2-1, 1 out for the Sounds trying to come back in this one. Big league level, they just got underway. They're on a West Coast swing right now. 10 games on an 11-day road trip. Top 3 scoreless between the Brewers and the Giants. Finals elsewhere in the organization today. Carolina falls 12-11. They fall to just 13-3. A wild comeback. They were down 9-2 through 7, and then 8 runs in the 8th took the lead, and then the Fireflies tied it up. Final score 12-11 in 10 innings. Elsewhere in High A, the Cedar Rapids Colonels defeated the Brewers High A affiliate, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, by a 4-2 score. the T-Rats, now at 5-11 on the year. Final score tonight, Biscuits 2, Shuckers nothing, and everybody's back in action tomorrow. Casey Hunt gets the start, 0-2 with a 7.59 ERA, though he'll look to build off of a 7-strikeout performance last time out over 5 innings in Birmingham, and he goes up against the righty Brody Hopkins, who gets the start for the Biscuits. First pitch scheduled for 6:35. It's the first Bark in the Park of the season. Make sure to bring out the dogs and get your tickets. $15, $16 in advance. You can sit in sections 117 and 119 with the pups. It's also Military Wednesday presented by Keyser Federal Credit Union. 6:35 first pitch will be at you with pregame at 6:15 on the Shuckers Radio Network. It's Casey Hunt against Brody Hopkins in game two of this six-game set. Your final score, Biscuits 2, Shuckers nothing, in a game that takes 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of 1,633. Again, 6:15 pregame, 6:35 first pitch tomorrow.